From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Brazil's Supreme Court rejects an appeal by the president. President Dilma Rousseff wanted the court to stop the Senate impeachment process against her, but the court rejected her request, clearing the way for the Senate debate and vote by Thursday. In Washington, this reaction from White House spokesman Josh Earnest.
Brazil is under some scrutiny and is under some pressure, and the United States is going to be there to support our friend and partner as they deal with the significant challenges they're facing right now.
Newspaper polls have indicated that 50 senators are expected to vote in favor of a trial, many more than the majority needed. However, it is not clear that these senators would also vote to convict her. Officials say bombings across the Iraqi capital killed at least 75 people Wednesday. The deadliest attack occurred during the morning rush hour when a car bomb ripped through a market in the Sadr city area, killing at least 64 people and wounding 40. The Islamic State group claimed responsibility for the attack. Later in the day, a bombing at a police station in Qadamiya killed at least 15 people. A suicide car bombing in Jamia killed 7 people. Public health experts are calling for the 2016 Olympic Games in Rio de Janeiro to be postponed, moved, or both as a precautionary measure to thwart the spread of the Zika virus. In an article published this week in the Harvard Public Health Review, University of Ottawa professor Amir Ataran said Rio is more affected by Zika than anyone expected, rendering earlier assumptions of safety obsolete. This is VOA News. The foreign ministers of Germany, France, Russia, and Ukraine reached several agreements Wednesday to improve security in the war-torn Donbas region. They were unable to agree on elections for the eastern part of Ukraine, which is controlled by Russian-backed separatists. German Foreign Minister Frank-Walter Steinmeier hosted the talks with his three counterparts at a retreat near Berlin.
Sicherheit auf der einen Seite mit Fortschritten, wie ich sie Ihnen geschildert
habe. He told reporters after the meeting that there had been clear progress on the issue of security in eastern Ukraine, but no breakthrough. Presumptive Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump continues to struggle to win support for his candidacy from key figures in his own party. Trump heads to Washington Thursday for meetings with key Republican congressional leaders, including the party's top current elected official, House of Representatives Speaker Paul Ryan.
This election is too important to go into an election at half strength. That means we need a real unification of our party, which, you know, look, after a tough primary, that's going to take some effort.
Ryan said he is not ready to endorse Trump as the party's standard bearer. Someone deliberately set the 2013 fire at a Texas fertilizer plant that set off an explosion that killed 15 people. Robert Elder is the special agent in charge.
All reasonable, accidental, and natural fire scenarios were hypothesized, considered, tested, and eliminated as being fire causes.
Elder did not name any suspects in the explosion at the West Fertilizer Company in the small town of West, Texas. One day before the swearing-in of Ugandan President Yoweri Museveni, his main rival, Kizza Besigye, appeared in downtown Kampala Wednesday afternoon, despite being under house arrest.
I, Kizza Besigye Chifefe, swear in the name of the Almighty God.
The opposition FDC party later announced that it had held its own swearing-in ceremony for what it called the People's President. Besigye was arrested shortly after his appearance, and crowds were dispersed using tear gas. Some videos, which have appeared on Twitter, show the crowd being beaten with sticks by plainclothed men. A Somali commando unit has killed at least 15 suspected Islamist fighters in a raid on an al-Shabaab base in Galgudud region, central Somalia. It's the second such raid in 2 days. A local official says the aim of the raid was to destroy the base and neutralize the militants' capacity to organize and carry out regional attacks. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.